planning to rock auf Flux FM mit Transom. What a nice play on words. Am Freitag wird's wild, bunt, schrill, crazy im SO 36. So viel steht fest. Die Tiaras werden gezückt und die Nummernkarten. Und man kann ordentlich feiern bei der zweiten Wahl zur Miss Cardi. So spricht man das aus, habe ich gerade erfahren. Veranstaltet wird diese Party von keiner anderen als der fantastischen Performance-Künstlerin und Show-Producerin Pansy. Und die ist bei mir im Studio. Hello, Pansy, once again.
Hallo.
Back to Flux FM. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for saying such nice things about me.
That's so sweet.
Most people don't say very nice things about me, so it's nice to hear every once in a while.
We've met once before.
We have met once before, so, yes. And you're just as transom as ever.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I can give that compliment back to you. And I'm really happy that you're back at Flux FM.
I love Flux FM so much. It's my favorite radio station in Berlin. You guys are the best. I love the music. I love the people that work here. It's awesome.
I think we should stop the interview now because it can't get any better.
I know,
than
it
this.
Can't get any better than that. Just give compliments to each other all day. More people should do that.
Yeah, man. I really think so, too. The world would be a better place.
Much better place.
If you just went up to some random guy and be like, you're looking good today, man.
Could you imagine people in Berlin doing that?
No. I mean, there's like 3 days during the summer when most of the people coincidentally have taken MDMA the day before or something.
And they happen to be nice.
Yeah, and they happen to be nice for like a few hours. But it's gone real quick. As soon as the temperature goes down, you know, no, sorry. So how well prepared are you for the second Miss Cardi pageant at SO 36? Or do you refuse to prepare too much? Because I think the charm of the whole thing is that a bit of chaos is involved, right?
I'm so prepared. I mean, yes, of course, like anything, drag is very spontaneous, so it happens in the moment and on the night. But these performers have been preparing for 2 or 3 months. You know, we start planning the show in the summer. I've been working with these performers for a long time, and so it's a lot of pressure on them, actually. They're taking it very seriously. They are ready to go. They have such an amazing show planned for everyone. I'm really excited.
So, the whole thing has been prepared for quite a while now, and there's a certain dramaturgy that's going to happen at that night. We're going to talk about that later, but before we talk about the very special night on Friday, let's talk about the Berlin drag scene in general, maybe a little bit. Because I've been reading some articles where some American drag queens were talking about their scene in New York City, for example, or maybe even San Francisco, and they said it's a bit more rigid and a bit more strict. Maybe than the Berlin scene. Is it more open here, the Berlin drag scene, than in other cities? What's so special about the scene here?
I love the scene here so much because it is very free, it is very open, and it's grown a lot in the last couple of years, which is really, really amazing to witness and be a part of. I got started in San Francisco, so my experience is from there, but I've done drag all over the world, Australia, the UK, all over Europe, different cities in America, Japan. So I've seen drag is really special because it's very different everywhere you go. And I think what's so special about Berlin is that, first of all, there is a huge amount of queer, non-binary, trans, and female-identified performers that maybe is very different from other places. And that the scene is very open to all different bodies performing on stage.
There's no need for a lip-sync performance.
No, it's not just about lip-sync. Yeah. It's about doing some weird, crazy art performance, live singing, spoken word. You know, I've seen all kinds of crazy stuff, people lighting themselves on fire. Lip sync is definitely a part of it. I think it's always really important. It's a tradition, it's a staple in drag. But it's just so special here. It's weird.
When one's looking at it from an outsider's perspective, or I mean, I've been at some parties as well, but when one's looking at the Berlin scene, one does get the feeling that they have the power to mix like escapism and fleeing the things that fuck us all up with making them a topic in their show, you know? And that's what I find really interesting.
Definitely.
Because there's no other scene that has both extremes on stage at the same very moment. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's what's most important about it, actually, is because queer people are traumatized. let's be honest. I mean, I think most people in general, actually, if we're being really real, are traumatized. And this world is crazy. Sometimes I just don't understand how I can live in it. But yeah. I think drag is such a political act in and of itself already before you even get on stage.
Even the lip sync performance of a pop song has a political aspect to it.
Absolutely.
I do believe that too.
Absolutely. And so I think that it's really important to bring in all of that stuff that fucks us up and makes us crazy and torments us, and put it on stage and shake it out and turn it upside down and mess it up and deal with it. It's like therapy in a way.
Yeah, but because I know that you've been touring the world with your program and that you've done various things that are politically important. Like you went to Australia, talked about white supremacy to white people there, right?
You've been reading my Facebook page. I need to change that.
so there's a lie on
No,
the
it's not
page?
A lie. It's not a lie.
But it's been years ago.
It was 2 years ago. Yeah, I think talking about those topics, racism, misogyny, transphobia, xenophobia, is incredibly important in these spaces because we have a platform, we have a stage, and something about drag calls attention. And so when you have people's attention, you're able to talk about things that are really critically important. And even in spaces that have the best intentions, queer spaces still hold all of that stuff because we've been taught by a really horrible white supremacist, racist, transphobic society to be these ways. So even people that have the best intentions have a lot of unlearning to do.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think what's really beautiful is that these spaces allow people to make mistakes, realize where they fucked up, and become better human beings. Mm-hmm. And I think when you put that on stage and when you show many different kinds of bodies and many different kinds of people performing, being themselves, showing themselves, exposing everything that they have, it's a really beautiful learning, growing, caring experience.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I wanted to ask you, because in 2018, we live in times that are interesting, to say the least, when one's talking about the political things that are happening right now.
Are we going there? How long do you have?
We have all the time in the world, I guess. But it's interesting because in cities, you have the feeling that everything is going into the right direction. There's more solidarity between sexes, between people from different colors, from different countries, and everything seems to work out finally. But then in the more rural areas, people are going backwards. There's a right-wing populism movement all over the world that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel that has radicalized parts of the drag scene?
Definitely. I mean, I think, oh God.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. This is the core of my work, though. People think, like you were saying, drag is about escapism, but for me, it's not just about that. It is about really dealing with these specific topics. Yeah. I think, you know, because the internet has been invented, because a younger generation is coming up that is saying no to all of this stuff and recognizing all of these things, and it is being more visible, people that have never had to deal with it are finally being confronted with mm-hmm. this, and they don't know what to do. They're seeing people that are free, that are living their truth, that are living their lives and their fantasies how they want to live them, and they can't handle it because they're scared.
Too much for them.
It's too much for them. And so I believe, I have to believe, that the patriarchy, that white supremacy, that all of these systems of oppression are dying finally after hundreds of thousands of years. And it's just like any time people are scared and fighting, it becomes more dangerous, more violent, more loud. But we just have to band together in these spaces like Miss Cotty, spaces like the shows that we do, spaces like Berlin, you know, people marching on the streets, 250,000 people saying no to something is really powerful and really important. And coming together in joy is my belief of how to keep going in times like this.
And I really think I'm not the most optimistic guy, not the most pessimistic guy, but I've read a lot of articles about these things right now and theories about these movements that we're witnessing right now, and I really have a good belief that we're going to overcome these people, and
I think so too.
It's gonna be good at the end. We're on a right path.
Yeah.
There's a few people that we still have to convince, maybe, or slap them a little bit in between. Ugh. You know, a little here and there might help. Peaches will be part of the show on Friday.
Peaches is going to be there.
Let's listen to one of her songs.
Please, Peaches is the best.
Fuck the pain away.
Oh my God, yes.
Peaches. fuck the pain away of Flux.
Peaches is the best, man.
Yes.
I hope someone fucks the pain away tonight.
I think that, I mean, we live in Berlin. I think there's plenty of people who are going to fuck their pains away.
That's true.
Tonight.
And if you don't have anyone, I am available.
Oh, I see.
Offering my services.
Get the contact via fluxfmd. Pansy, still with me.
Yes, I am.
So this song, you have a special story?
I do have a really special story about this song. This song came out when I was 18 years old. I'm dating myself and Peaches. Sorry, Peach. But I was living in South Florida, a few towns up from West Palm Beach, Florida, and I was DJing in all these indie clubs. I wasn't even like old enough to be in the club. Shout out to Respectable Street. But we would, you know, it was the kind of the height of Electroclash, and this song was out and everybody loved to dance to it. Flash forward, you know, 10, 15 years. I'm in Berlin working with Peaches regularly. And she is just like the most amazing, giving, caring artist. She supports so many different people.
That's true.
She has such a powerful message. You know, a lot of people think that it's just sex, but it's so much deeper than that. And she's such a strong performer. She can hold an audience like nobody's business.
Yeah,
she's,
I mean, great. All private things are political as well. That's the one thing.
Totally.
And we've already established the fact that things like a drag beauty pageant can have a strong political message.
Absolutely.
As well. So you've been like a professional show producer in Berlin for years now.
I guess so.
You've done so many different things.
It happened by accident, but...
But it happened.
That's why I love Berlin so much. Possibilities.
Yeah. And I want to know if all these experiences that you've made, have you developed some new ideas for the show on Friday? Or is it going to be the same than last time?
Well, it's a drag show is never the same.
That's true.
It's always different every single time because it is of the moment. You never know what's going to happen. But this year, you know, we have some special things, of course. I mean, this year we already have a winner from last year, so she's going to be featured prominently, of course. I kind of know how the show is going to run. You know, last year the show ended up being like 3.5 hours long. This year it's not going to be that long. It's going to be shorter.
You've invented the mics and hide in the floor?
The band starts playing to get them off the stage. That would be me. I've been known to talk way too much. So I know what to prepare for. It won't be as long, but it will be packed with extra amazing performances. We have 8 different performers competing in 3 different categories.
What are the categories?
Swimwear, talent, and I say talent, people in the audience can't see me, but I say talent with air quotes, and evening gown extravaganza.
Extravaganza is my favorite word.
It's such a good word.
I've stumbled across the word this year for a few times, and it's one of my favorite words. Just to say extravaganza makes your life a bit better.
It does. That's what every day should be.
A few syllables, and I feel better.
It's such
a
good word, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah, it's a good word.
So there's going to be those categories.
Those 3 categories, and we have 3 judges. It's not just Peaches. We have our winner from last year, Miss Lola Rose, Cheryl from Off Broadway, who's a member of the Real Housewives of Neukölln, which is another amazing drag house here in Berlin.
She's like Chernobyl's...
No, they're not related.
No?
They're not related, but Chernobyl is also a really amazing performer. Cheryl is self-described as karaoke on ketamine, which I think is super amazing, and it makes total sense when you see her perform. And my drag daughter, Miss Giza Polk, will be hosting as well.
Cool. So did you already pick your outfit for the night?
Oh, yes. I have a custom-made gown for the evening. I am going to be a solid gold fantasy.
Solid gold.
Solid gold.
Sounds like the 80s.
It's going to be gorgeous.
I'm already looking forward to the whole thing. So anything special about the SO36? You've kind of rebuilt the stage?
We're putting a runway in the middle of the audience, so people will be able to get the view from all angles. There will be not a bad seat in the house. The girls will prance up and down that stage and show Berlin what they're made of. I love Sachsen-Dreiße so much. I think it is such an important space for this city.
Yes.
I think it has so much amazing history attached to it.
Totally.
And you feel it when you walk into that room. It is such an honor to be able to perform on that stage. We've done a lot of shows there, and every time I am just like, I feel home, I feel safe, I feel loved. The people that work there are the kindest, most generous, most beautiful people ever. I wish there were more spaces like it in the world.
Yes, and we have to keep an eye on SO36. They once were in danger a few years ago.
In danger.
You know, you remember that?
I do.
And I really do hope that that's not going to happen again, because SO36, as you just said, is one of the most important places. Spaces here.
It's an institution. It's a Denkmalschutz. They need to protect it, you know? It needs to stay.
Yeah. I love the way that you put this little German word.
Ich kann
in there.
Deutsch.
Denkmalschutz noch ist ein nicht so sehr gut. Wichtiges Wort.
Ja, Denkmalschutz. SO36 soll ein Denkmalschutz sein.
Ja, voll gut. Fancy, haben wir noch irgendwas vergessen? Do we have to mention something? Have I forgotten something?
Well, tickets, I guess.
Tickets, yeah.
Pre-sale tickets are actually sold out. You're too late. I'm sorry. But if you want to stay updated on future events, follow me on Instagram at Pansy Presents or on Facebook at Pansy. I always post information on events and tickets and stuff like that. But because we're such nice, beautiful queens, and we know that Berliners are always waiting till the last minute to do anything, we've saved tickets at the door. So there will be tickets at the Abendkasse, but only a few, just a limited amount. So if you really want to come to this extravaganza, you need to be in line at 06:36 early.
Yes.
Doors are at 11 o'clock, so I would get there just a little bit before that. There's going to be drag queen escorts waiting for you outside to make sure that you're warm and entertained and you know, not left out in the cold. And we will do our best to make sure that everybody that wants to get in will be able to get in.
If you can't make it on Friday night, if you can't make it early enough to get those last tickets at the Abendkasse, it's sad, but I have one more possibility for your Instagram viewers and for the listeners out there, because we have like two tickets that we can give away.
Yes, of course.
I'll give them away via email.
Okay.
Letztes Jahr war die Miss Cordival schon komplett ausverkauft. In diesem Jahr auch im Prinzip schon alle Karten weg. Wer am Freitagabend aber im SO36 mitmachen möchte, beziehungsweise mitfeiern möchte, wenn die Miss Cordival wieder mal stattfindet, der kann jetzt ganz schnell eine E-Mail schreiben an win@fluxfm.de. win@fluxfm.de ist die richtige Adresse.
And they need to include their drag name.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They need to include their drag name.
If you don't have one, you have to come up with one.
You got to come up with one.
And then, that's a nice little, das ist eine schöne Übung, finde ich. It's a nice lecture in opening up your mind.
What's your drag name, Winston?
I'm going to think about that. I really have to think about that. I'm thinking about the whole thing right now, actually.
You have to come. Are you coming?
The drag thing is so sympathetic to me, really. Yeah. It's always been.
It is sympathetic for everyone. For everyone.
Yeah.
If they don't get to make it on Friday, I feel sad for them, but we have a drag show every single Tuesday night at Monster Ronson's Ichiban Karaoke, just down the street from here, across from the bridge. Every Tuesday night, there are performers that come from all over the world.
Yes.
That shake their stuff for you on stage. We start at doors are at 9:00. The first show with Giza Poke is at 10:00. She produces a show with first time performers, drag and drag adjacent. So anyone that wants to get up and try something is welcome to perform with us. And then we have the main air quotes again, professional air quotes, talented show at 11 o'clock, hosted by yours truly.
Okay, cool. Also, dann, wenn man am Freitag nicht kann, kann man dienstags immer schön ins Monster Ronsons gehen. Da ist in der Karaoke-Bar hier um die Ecke auch immer eine schöne Drag-Party, die ebenfalls von Pansy
jeden Dienstag
veranstaltet wird. So ist es richtig. Thank you for visiting.
Thank you for having me. I love Flux FM.
And we love you too. Have great fun at Friday's show or event, and then we'll meet again as soon as you've planned something new.
Definitely.
Because we want to promote your shit, buddy.
Danke.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.